Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with customer care. I was returning a call.
Yes, I was wondering, I got a notification from my credit union that money was being withdrawn from my account, and I have no idea what this service is for.
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in our system. One moment. Just need to sign in that link. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, I do have the correct link pulled up. Just waiting on my system. Okay. And what is your first and last name?
Diane Kane, Kane.
Thank you. One moment. And you say your first name was Diane, Diane.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was able to locate a Diane Kane. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
Two 048 Cedar Fork Road.
Okay, no, this is someone else. One moment. The system is trying to retrieve the remainder of the order. One moment. Going to exit out of this and then let's see. Was looking to see if I had a different email address. Did you ever live in I think I saw something that said Illinois?
No.
No? Okay. One moment.
So how do I get refunded for the money that was taken out of my account?
Well, you know, I have to first, I'm checking to see if you even have an account with us. I only have one Diane Kane to come up in the system. So let's see. I'm going to try to pull, you know what I'll do? Hold on for one second. Let's see something. Going to see. What's your email address? Well, the email address I have on this account is dianekane4@gmail.com.
No,
No?
that's not
Okay.
me.
All right. Just wanted to
I'd
make
like to know how
sure.
they got our card information.
Well, I'm going to, once this account comes up again, I'm going to look to see what card number is on file. And how much were you billed?
First, I was billed $7.95 October 14th, and then October 21st, it was $56.95, and now they're trying to withdraw another $56.95, and my credit union called me.
Okay, this is a total different person. Different account to the, well, what's the last 4 digits of the card number that you were billed on?
3633.
Oh, okay, no, total, this is not the correct account. So let's see.
Sorry, 3363.
No, total different account. Well, you do have a Diane Kane that lives in Illinois.
No, I've never been.
Oh no. No, I know it's not you, but the information that's associated with that account is not what you just provided me with. The card number is different and everything. So let me go back and I'll try to what is your, well, you know what, better yet, what's the, if you don't mind, do you have the first six digits of the card number that was billed in the last four? And any, that way I would be able to, if you have an account with us, I would be able to pull it right up.
I really don't feel comfortable giving you that information since.
That's fine. What about your email address?
I really don't feel comfortable giving anything, but you already gave me the email address that it was responded to, and that's not my email address.
Right. So the only Diane Kane that I was able to, and you said K-A-N-E, right?
Right. Could you check Stephen with a P-H?
Check a Stephen Kane. Okay, one moment. Now, I do have a Stephen Kane, but I have multiple Stephen Kanes. What's his email address?
2048 Cedar Fork Road.
No, you provided me with his address. Well, hold on. You said you were billed 1014. Okay, so this 1014, is that your husband?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. And what's the address again?
2048
Cedar Fork Road, Tazewell, Tennessee. Okay. All right. So I have, this is your husband's account. I have the phone number 207-671-6811. Email is kane11162@gmail.com. Okay. So now I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the order. One moment. Okay, so it looks like he paid $7.95 on the 14th of October. He ordered a toolbox. Looks like he signed up for, he completed a sweepstakes, and in doing so, he signed up to, I guess, receive a toolbox. And that's what the $7.95 is for. And then you said you were billed on the 21st of October. And that's for the shopping discount membership, where he's allowed a $125 gift voucher that goes to his email address, which allows him to shop online.
Yeah, no, we don't want that, please.
Okay, one moment. Good thing you asked for me to search under your husband's name.
Right, I know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because if you weren't going to give me, you know, the card information, I was going to ask, do you think it could be in a different name? Let's see. Be right with you.
Sure.
And I'm just making the notations. When I come back online, I'll be able to provide you with the cancellation number. One moment.
Okay, so I don't get reimbursed for what was taken out of my account so far.
Well, I'll see if the system will allow any refunds. One moment.
Okay.
Now, I know I can at least credit 35% back to the account.
Okay, where he signed up for something, I guess. We'll own part of it.
Did you want me to refund the 35% back to the account?
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. glad it's Friday.
Me too.
It's like it's been a long week for some reason.
I think, well, for us, we had last Friday off, so for me, it's a long week.
Had a nice 4-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, well, at least a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, that was nice. Mm-hmm. Although I did work Friday for overtime, so
I guess
that didn't help.
Yeah, they've been offering overtime, but I just can't seem to do it. As bad as I need to, I just haven't been able to do it, especially, you know, with the holidays coming up. I need to. Maybe I'll have to psych myself out.
Yeah.
To do it, you know.
I did only 3 hours this week. I just couldn't do anymore.
I know. It's hard. And it's easier to work overtime if you're already at work. But to come in on a day off.
Yeah,
that's just not going to happen. Let's see. Okay, so now that credit, you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days. It's going to be for $19.93.
Okay.
Okay, I canceled out the account, and you are all set. Now, I can provide you with the cancellation number if you like.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Okay, it's going to be C for cancel. 262 667-372.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you're all set. Everything is canceled, and thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great weekend and a safe holiday as well.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.